Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to learn all about facial taping. I know you guys are seeing this. This is an internet phenomenon. Everyone is using facial taping to stretch and tighten their skin and prevent wrinkles, so to speak. But does facial taping really reduce wrinkles and fine lines? Maybe you haven't heard of this trend, but facial taping involves using medical-grade facial tape, applying it to areas of your face, and giving people the thought that it will reduce their wrinkles and the fine lines. The idea is that repeatedly wearing your tapes overnight will limit muscle movement and prevent wrinkle formation. And some dermatologists have argued that facial taping can cause more harm than good, and you guys may be being deceived. We've all seen frownies, those things, the tapes that actresses and actors put on. We've also seen tapes that pull up the preauricular skin in front of the ear, the skin behind the ear to tighten the neck. And I have lots of actor clients that use those facial tapes, but those are used temporarily. And they're placed in order to look good during a scene, and they're concealed while people are wearing them, and then they take them right off. People also use facial taping at night to, for example, tape their areas where they repeatedly frown. Some people actually frown in their sleep. Did you know that? And that, of course, will prevent repetitive movement. It may help with sleep lines if you lay an area flat, like in your décolleté. But overall, facial taping will cause more harm than good. And there are so many reasons. Number one, repeatedly using tape on your face can damage your skin barrier and even tear the skin and cause trauma to the underlying skin, and often that gives you pigmentation and scarring. Just like we've all had a Band-Aid that didn't sit just right, the adhesive irritated, and you get scarring, pigmentation. Number two, long hours of wear can cause redness, irritation, and clogged pores, and even acne breakouts. Thirdly, taping does not prevent the muscles from working hard. In fact, sometimes it adds resistance training to those muscles, subsequently strengthening them. Sometimes this will actually accelerate formation of fine lines and wrinkles. Instead of that, there's some tried and true methods of preventing wrinkles that you should do. Number one, sun protection to prevent symptoms of photoaging. Remember, always UVA and UVB coverage. Up to 90% of skin aging results from sun damage and UV light. 90% of aging can be reversed by using great sunscreen. Number two, curate a skincare routine that has amazing ingredients, that has medical grade skincare, and that treats every stage of aging. Use antioxidants like vitamin C in the morning, green tea, resveratrol. I love my triple shot serum for that. Use elastin-boosting ingredients like retinol and retinoids, vitamin A derivatives that improve cell turnover and thicken the dermis. Use stem cell growth factors. I love my Transform stem cell growth factor. And most recently, use exosomes, products that will trigger and activate DNA production that creates more rejuvenated, youthful cells. This is preventative. Next thing you can try, injectables. You can actually stop wrinkle formation by stopping repeated muscular contraction from our favorite Botox. Neurotoxins are proven to reduce these fine lines and wrinkles and stop the movements that create frowns and crow's feet. Fillers as well, when you've already developed these fine lines and wrinkles, are a great way to address etched lines using superficial fillers that can really almost erase these lines and definitely improve them. Laser therapy, ablative lasers. These are amazing for softening fine lines, wrinkles, and sun damage. Basically, ablative lasers will remove a superficial layer of etched and irritated skin, and aging skin, fine lines, wrinkles, everything gets better. It's a controlled burn situation where we're removing a layer or two of skin. That's the ablation. And the body's healing processes will then return this area with new youthful elastin and collagen and smoother skin, minus the very fine lines. The deeper lines get softer. They don't go away 100%, but laser therapy is excellent. Chemical peels too. Similar to laser, chemical peels remove a thin layer of skin and the body's healing process regenerates new revitalized skin. So you don't have to do facial taping. You can actually do other things that will work better, won't irritate the skin surface, and won't be, you know, money spent on tapes that you put on, reapply, and throw away every single day. Facial taping started trending around March of 2022, but it's really not a new thing. The Frownies, those most fabulous and famous brand name tape that circulates Hollywood, and the actresses in Hollywood all know about Frownies. This has actually been around, hitting the market in 1889. It's one of Hollywood's oldest secrets, and leading ladies like Raquel Welch actually admitted to using Frownies and face tape under makeup at all her special events and during filming. So it's the old school method of looking like you have a cat eye and looking like you're taut and toned and firm. And now we have facial threads that can do that even better. And you really need to think about this. Every single thing we see on Instagram does not have to become the next big thing that you do to your face. You got to do your research. The only benefits to facial taping are the immediate effect to hide the wrinkles. Some people say it's like using makeup on to cover blemishes. Of course, there's an instant effect, but not a long-term solution. There's no other professional research surrounding the topic. We did a literature search and a deep dive and couldn't find much on facial taping. So perhaps it's worthwhile to do some research on that, where people treat half the face with facial taping and the other half not. That might be an idea for a controlled study. But it also stands to reason that taping at night is counterintuitive, because we make most of our facial movements during the daytime. And it's hard to apply skincare products and then apply tapes. So for so many reasons, guys, gals out there, don't spend your money on facial tape. Save it. Get really great skincare. Come and do some preventative injectables. And that is the way to stay youthful. That is everything you need to know about facial taping in a nutshell. So before you go waste your dollars, read and listen and learn more about what causes true facial aging problems. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on Tuesdays for a longer podcast. And you can find us on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my antioxidant vitamin C and triple shot serum. I love those. Our amazing hydrating serum, Deep Blue Hydration. So much moisture is brought into the skin with this dewy, lush product. And our stem cell growth factor, Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor, my favorite moisturizer at night. I use that with our Retin-A, which is my Diamond Line Refine. Love it, love it, love it. These are actual things you can do to reverse aging. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.